From Washington, this is VOA News. An American journalist is killed in a failed exercise in Yemen. The African Union special envoy is to visit Nigeria. I'm Vincent Bruce, reporting from Washington. U.S. Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel Saturday expressed his condolences to the families of an American photojournalist and a South African teacher killed during a U.S.-led rescue attempt on Saturday in Yemen. VOA's Jillian Parker reports from Johannesburg.
U.S. Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel said the raid was launched in the belief that Mr. Summers' life was in imminent danger. The 33-year-old American had been under an execution threat since Thursday. He had been kidnapped more than a year ago in Yemen's capital, Sana'a. The aid group Gift of the Givers identified the second slain hostage as South African teacher Pierre Corky. He and his wife, hospital worker Yolande Corky, had moved from Bloemfontein, South Africa to Yemen in May 2013. Days later, they were both abducted outside a hotel in Taiz, Yemen. Jillian Parker for VOA News, Johannesburg.
The African Union's Special Envoy for Women, Peace and Security, Benita Diop, says she will lead a delegation to meet with mothers of the abducted Chibok schoolgirls in Nigeria. Militants from the radical Islamic group Boko Haram kidnapped over 200 girls from Chibok nearly 8 months ago. In an interview with VOA, Diop said one of the objectives of her trip is to bring an end to the ordeal of the Chibok girls and other forms of gender-based violence. Typhoon Hagupit has reached the central Philippines east coast late Saturday with reported sustained maximum winds of 175 kilometers. According to the Philippines Weather Agency, Hagupit made landfall in Dolores, a coastal town facing the Pacific in eastern Samar province. This is VOA News. Pakistani officials are reporting Adnan Shukri Juma, a top al-Qaeda leader wanted in the United States for a 2009 plot to attack the New York subway system, was killed in an early Saturday morning raid in South Waziristan. They say two of his accomplices were also killed. New York City is gearing up for a fourth night of protests over police violence against minorities. Demonstrations over police practices have taken hold in New York and other U.S. cities since Wednesday, when a New York grand jury decided not to charge a white police officer in the chokehold death of an unarmed black crime suspect. The public outcry over the case comes after many Americans expressed outrage when a grand jury in Ferguson, Missouri last month declined to indict a white policeman for the shooting death of an unarmed black teen. First Lady Grace Mugabe of Zimbabwe has been confirmed as the new head of the women's wing of Zimbabwe's ruling ZANU-PF party. Thousands attended in Harare during the party's annual conference where the ZANU-PF party appointed her. The new position also gives Mrs. Mugabe a seat on the ruling party's top decision-making committee, the Politburo. In Athens Saturday, a march marking the sixth anniversary of a police killing of an unarmed teenager in the capital turned violent. Thousands of Greeks participated. However, it was a short time before storefronts were damaged, fires set, and some threw homemade bombs known as Molotov cocktails. Police fired tear gas to disperse the crowds. It was 2008 when 15-year-old Alexandros Gigoropoulos was shot and killed by police. That shooting led to the country's worst riots in years. Outgoing U.S. Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel has announced as many as 1,000 more U.S. troops will stay in Afghanistan during the first months of 2015. At a news conference in Kabul Saturday, Hagel said President Barack Obama decided to adjust the withdrawal timeline because of delays in other Western nations' contributions of forces for a NATO support mission beginning in January.
Essentially, President Obama has just bought some time for the process to catch up. But the mission does not change. Our combat role is over.
Hagel appeared at Saturday's news conference alongside Afghan President Ashraf Ghani after arriving in Kabul on an unannounced visit. And President Obama says America is enjoying a robust economy. In his weekly address Saturday, Mr. Obama said November was the 10th month in a row that the U.S. had created more than 200,000 jobs. He said 2.65 million jobs were created this year, a total not reached since the 1990s. More on all of these stories at our website, voanews.com. I'm Vincent Bruce in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.